This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to keep up the fight against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. We hear more from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells them the war is not over. It will end in total victory, no less than that. Punishing airstrikes and ground maneuvers have transformed cities into wastelands, and Gaza's health ministry said last week the death toll had topped 20,000. Thousands more are believed buried beneath the rubble. The last 48 hours have been particularly deadly. At least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Mughazi refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army said it was reviewing the report of the Mughazi strike and was committed to minimizing harm to civilians.
Zachary Goldman of Reuters News. And the AP's Julie Walker has more on a proposed Egyptian plan.
The long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, which calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank. That's according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal. But speaking to members of his Likud party, said the war is not close to finished. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
Several thousands of people gathered in front of the Central Election Commission building in Belgrade Monday to protest over an election earlier this month that international monitors said was unfair. The protesters marched to the main police station where they believe those, some 38, were detained by police, were being held. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website.